CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, I'm Sasha Tiemann.
And I'm Luca Caruso Moro.
In Concordia News, the CSU's general coordinator faced possible impeachment Sunday night after a series of complaints put his position up to vote. Our reporter, Jed Abukesma, has more on this story.
The Concordia Student Union's general coordinator, Christopher Kalafatidis, faced his impeachment trial yesterday evening. The allegations were brought up by 10 counselors who judged he was not properly fulfilling his mandate to appoint members to vacant positions of various bodies. Those included the Sexual Misconduct Standing Committee and the Sustainability Coordinator. Counselors and witnesses discussed the issue at hand for roughly 3 hours in the CSU offices as they were snacking on popcorn. Only two counselors voted in favor of the motion. This meant that Kalafatidis kept his position as general coordinator. Christopher Kalafatidis says he is satisfied.
I'm very happy with the outcome, obviously, because I can't wait to continue doing the great things that I was doing for the students.
Counselors voted against the motion because many were under the impression that the allegations were based on opinions and personal feelings rather than on facts. Maha Siddiqui was one of the counselors who brought up the motion. Although she voted yes, she still takes the outcome as a partial success.
My only end goal is that for these issues to be addressed. That is it.
Siddiqui thinks that having brought those allegations to discussion is already a small step towards change. However, she remains pessimistic.
There's 3 months left, and his duty, his priority, is to the students. And it's unfortunate when that gets undermined by his own personal agendas.
In the meantime, Kalafatidis said the impeachment process showed major flaws in the CSU that he is willing to address before the end of his term. For CJLO News, I'm Jada Bukasim.
In Montreal news, an apartment complex fire in NDG has left 50 tenants in the street on Saturday night. Luckily, everyone in the 17-unit building was evacuated with no reported injuries. Tenants were also quick to find a temporary place to stay with family or friends. Over 100 firefighters were on the scene Saturday night, spending nearly 5 hours to contain the fire in the Côte Saint-Antoine building.
In an update to Wet'suwet'en affairs, an agreement is in the works between hereditary chiefs and Canadian ministers regarding land rights. The agreement is in line with a Supreme Court decision from 1997, which recognizes Indigenous title to land. Canada and Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs still remain divided regarding pipeline construction. Stories today by Jad Abukasma, Sasha Tiemann, and Evan Lindsay.
To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
We'll be right back. Patronato, you guys up on that yet?
Not up on those.
Patronato's new as well.
I am up on those. Oh,
when the checks don't bounce, I dare freestyle, but the rent goes down. My style ain't free. Big man shout, ain't me another record. My file ain't clean. I ain't with all that jazz. Miles ain't me.
It's CMZ, only on CGL 69 AM. It's your host, Joseph, with...
Aaliyah Guerra, what's up?
Bradley Prince, what's up?
Nice to have the team back in the studio. Yeah. We got our DJ, though, DJ Joseph.
On the board.
So he's on the mix today.
Finally, that's 2 weeks, right?
I know, right? Yeah. But we had steady breaks, so that was like, you know, we needed that, definitely.
For sure.
You want to drop the music just a tiny bit? Just yeah, a tad bit. Yeah, nice. Sweet. So, yo, I've got so many, like, new songs to share with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to just, like, say, like, because I have a bunch of songs. Shout out to Rashawn Brown, because he's from the UK, by the way. And he sent me so much new music, like just a playlist full of a bunch of songs. And I was just like, I've never heard of these people, but oh my gosh. So you want to feature some of those songs on the playlist today.
Sure.
What are you guys' selections on?
I got like the almighty Canadian quadruplet. Well, now, well, formerly known as a trio, Bad Bad Not Good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have a nice banger. We got some O'Stanley Shake, who just performed this Saturday.
Oh, where?
At Astral.
Astral, yeah, last time.
Yeah,
Montreal.
And we got, I also put what's his name? Jordan Raquet, yeah.
Jordan
Raquet?
Yeah, Jordan Raquet. Yo, I didn't know he did a collab with Common. So I was like,
huh?
But it's good. I checked it out. So you guys are going to love it. Bradley.
Oh, okay. This week, well, my picks are a little less indie, a little less underground.
That's all good.
Yeah,
it's
I saw
good.
Some Pop Smoke in that. Yeah,
yeah, you're right. Like, you know what I mean? Well, that's really more an homage to him. Yeah. And his, you know, life cut short, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
You know what I mean? Like I have some K Tronada in there.
Sure,
you know, you can
sure,
never really go wrong.
Montreal State.
Never have
what
too
I mean.
Much K-tron.
Never. You know what I mean?
Can't go wrong with him.
And then there's this artist, I don't know how to pronounce her name. I don't know if it's Isla or Illa. I don't know what it is, but she's
Isla.
This girl.
I'd go with Isla, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. She does R&B, and I saw her getting actually a lot of hate online.
Oh, really?
Well, because she was getting hate because people are like, didn't really like, I guess, like her as her aesthetics and things like that, because they thought that she was getting too much hype because she was a white girl doing R&B. But I actually listened to the music and I was like, you guys are bugging. This girl is good.
Good music is good music.
I mean, yeah, the girl is good.
I think people just love to hate when
it doesn't fit.
You know what I mean?
He's gone hate.
No, it's cool because like I can see the optics of them seeing like, oh well, you know, they're trying to put another, let's say, white person doing this kind of music. But if that's her truth and if she's good,
right? Like nobody says nothing to JoJo. JoJo's killing the game
because she's amazing.
Y'all
she's
can't say nothing to JoJo.
Exactly.
Tori Kelly, y'all can't say nothing. Like they're all invited to the cookout. I'm loving the music, so I'm excited to hear the tracks. So what's next on the playlist?
We have The Most by Christina Smith.
Yeah.
Is that by you?
Shout out to Christina Smith. She's my homegirl from Toronto. Run the track.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm a good girl with some bad habits. Can't afford me cause I'm in another tax bracket. I like talking. Now really into texting. I don't give second chances. Just know my thank you next. And so fuck you to anyone who try to waste my time. But thank you to my mama, kept me on my grind. Forgive me to the ones I hurt the most, but to all the real ones, all I gotta say is you deserve the most. To die until it matters. Thank you for the lessons that I gathered. Now I'll be serving up that karma on a platter. So fuck you to any man who had me on the side. And I'm sorry to the ones who could have changed my mind. Forgive me to the ones I had to close. But to all the real ones, all I gotta say. Busy, they ain't asking for the water, trying to drain me of my energy. They the ones that hold me down, they the ones I've been around. And to all the real ones, all I gotta say is you deserve the most. Fuck you to any man who had me on the side. I'm sorry to the ones who could have changed my mind. Forgive me to the ones I had to close. But to all the real ones, all I gotta say.
Art Souterrain is back with the 12th edition of its annual Contemporary Art Festival. Discover over 50 local and international artists exhibiting under the official theme, Reset. From February 29th to March 22nd, explore the underground pedestrian network of downtown Montreal under a new light. For more information, visit artsouterrain.com.
What up, y'all? It's Timothy De La Ghetto, a.k.a. Traffic.
Yo, what's good? This is Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Megan Lee.
This is David Trump.
This is the Mighty Major One.
What's up, y'all? It's Kevin Hicks from the Far East Movement.
This is Kira One.
This is Jin.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Lyrics for Beats from the East on CJLO Radio with my man, DJ Mr. V.
beats from the East, DJ Mr. V, urban music from Far East Asian communities worldwide. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. only on CJLO. Yeah.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
reign on my own. I'm a wear a crown, throw a king off his throne. I had enough, turn off, out of love, lost trust, on a run. What pain I'm feeling, I'd rather tattoo tears, grab you, tattoo tears. Exist, but I won't ever fill them, fill them in, cause they gon' make me better in the end. In your brain, I won't drown, I can reign on my own. I'm a queen, take your crown, throw a king off his throne. I had enough, turn off, out of love, lost trust, on a run. What pain I'm feeling, I'd rather tattoo tears, grab you, tattoo tears.
Back, yeah, so we're just talking about how like certain like singers we thought were black, you know.
Yeah, Hiatus Coyote. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're one of the best bands I've heard, and I was so surprised.
Hiatus,
but like I said,
Coyote.
Soul
That's
is everywhere.
Cool name. That's really
what's
different.
Playing right now?
We're playing Swindled.
Swindle, yeah. Swindle's from the UK. Shout out to Swindle. Shout out to Rashawn Brown from the UK for sending me a lovely list of a playlist of music. Yeah, he's a really great producer. I'm telling you, man's cool. Got catalog for days.
But yeah, that singing you put on Isla, I thought she sounded like she was like a black R&B singer.
Who?
Isla.
Isla, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, to my like surprise, she's actually a white singer, which is like, you know, how like certain like, it's surprising how, it's very interesting how some like rappers and singers like tend to like subvert our expectations of how they look like.
Mm-hmm.
For like, for example, I thought like, I forgot what singer was it. I think it was, Xavier Omar, yeah.
Xavier Omar. Let me check that.
Yeah,
right,
I thought, well, no, not him exactly, but you get the point of it, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, definitely. Oh my gosh, I feel like I just had a really good example and it just left my
head. Yeah, me too. I lost grasp.
So many examples. But really, like, all it comes down to is just, like, at this point, I like being surprised.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I won't even look up the artist for a little while. I'll just listen to their entire catalog and then be like, if I find out, I find out.
Then, I've been there for a while where I don't even look at artists.
No, it's just,
like,
yeah.
I just listen to the
now.
Music and... Like, usually for me to look them up, I have to be somewhere where I don't have my phone.
Right.
So it's like, it's about work and I'm on YouTube. I'm like, oh, fine, let me go listen to the song on YouTube. And then I finally see what they look like. You know what I mean?
And then even like, then you're like, is that them?
Yeah.
What? Can we see the over? Like,
oh. Or like if you think it's an entire band and it's actually
one.
There's actually a song I put on the playlist today, Anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's like this guy, he's like French. I think he might be from France. I'm not sure
where.
Yeah,
he's from Metropole.
But yeah, I thought it was a whole band or like a collective. It's one dude.
One dude.
And I was just like, how is this man like so in the neo soul vibe? Like he's just born in it. I was like, what? So
one
I love the plot twist though. It's amazing. I love it.
Keep a surprise, you know.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of music, you know?
No, like, literally. I think it's just like a nice way to kind of like transition back into like, you know, because we just had Black History Month, of course.
Right.
We play music all the time.
Which
but
is
it's
a
just
very...
like
it was a very disastrous Black History Month.
Why?
Well, I feel like we took a lot of
coronavirus.
No, we took a lot. No.
That's at the bottom of the list.
I feel like we took a lot of L's. Like, you know, Deontay Wilder lost his boxing. He lost his boxing match during Black History Month. You know, we lost Kobe Bryant during Black History Month.
Like right before Black History Month.
You know, like who else did I think There's other deaths.
Oprah Winfrey and Gail, yeah, whatever her name is, let us down heavily.
Right? There's a lot of things that happened during the month. We were like, wow, clearly the unity and the gods were just not with us on this.
Well, you know what? Hey, nonetheless, it is still Black History nonetheless. Speaking of Black History, what up? Guitar Gabby just tuned in. Literally a black girl magic walking legend.
Okay, we love
to
hear
it's
it.
Metal March right now. Fun fact, Guitar Gabby is an amazing rock star. Okay. And she is the founder, lead guitarist, and vocalist, and manager for an all-black female rock collective that's internationally touring, based in Atlanta.
Oh,
so
that's amazing.
That's quite an intro, and yes, she is quite an amazing lady. So y'all check her out and follow her. Follow the band, Two Lips Band. It's TX Lips.
TX Lips?
Exactly.
On Instagram?
Exactly. On Instagram, on everything. She's just out there. So yeah, what do we have next?
We have Demonstrate by JoJo.
You see,
I put that on the playlist. I was thinking about JoJo this today. I don't know why.
Thank you. Oh goodness.
That song was amazing though.
I told y'all. Mm-hmm. All right. But anyways, so let's. Oh yeah, what else is coming on after that?
We got Jordan Arcade and then OS Demonstrate.
I need to hear that comment in the.
In this fantasy, everything is amplified. Senses hiding in a flash, everything just comes alive. This pressure all inside of me, a sexual anxiety.
My story to tell. I'm human, this world.
songs in the key of life. Moments prisoner, trying to live a freer life. Crazy days be coming like a thief at night. I got my peace of mind, telling me to fight. Stay with my A-alikes, cause we see alike. Till the fire next time, I'ma need a light to guide me. So much going on outside me, I wonder why we do the things we do in loneliness, in search of solitude. I deal with the same issues that my father do, with every molecule and cell in my body. I'm human as well, but I dwell with the godly. I hardly scratch the surface of my purpose. I had money and I still felt worthless. Hope this earth tell a story of this journey of mine, on the path to the divine, still searching for signs.
And I'm running, running circles, flying high above the ground. And I'm searching out the echoes and the signs of who we are. Who we are.
Do you want to have a
would you kind of tell me who we are? Trying to find the reasons for who we are. Someday we'll know.
So that was Joan Reke. Yeah, Reke.
We have a
terrible time pronouncing that name.
Don't Reke, do it like my friend and call him Reke. You got to put some respect Reke. On him.
call him J-Rax.
Oh, yeah, J-Rax.
J-R.
That's what I sound as Instagram name.
When someone's really cool, you call them by their Instagram name.
Oh, right. You know? Not do I?
Yes.
Unless they tell you, yes. You know, only my friends call me J-Rax. Then
like, listen.
Then you're like, okay.
Unless you have like a very embarrassing like He's Instagram handle name.
Listen, then that's like
self-sabotage. Like Flame Eater or whatever.
What?
Or like Death Fool.
I've seen like Bubblegum Dancer and I'm just like, who is?
Okay.
People get different nicknames at different times.
This is like the equivalent of an email that you highly regret later, you know?
The song?
No, I meant like when you have a handle that's kind of embarrassing.
It's true. So yeah, what can you tell me about Jordan Reke?
Well, I actually came across Jordan Reke by a rapper named Laszlo.
Oh.
Laszlo actually was on the show. He was one of our first guests on this show, and he's actually a Montreal-based artist. But anyway, we were hanging out with Dan. He's like, yeah, check out like Jordan Reke on SoundCloud. That's like SoundCloud is like the thing. And I remember listening to like his EP. I think it's called The Time. And there's another EP called... Gosh, I'm so bad with names. Oh my gosh, hold on.
Well, what was the EP he dropped?
But yeah, he put out a bunch of EPs, and then recently he started putting like dropping albums, like boom, 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 album one after the next. But like something that I really like about him is that he's an amazing writer. Like lyrically, he's an amazing writer.
He has very unique voice too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Some people, like you guys said, he's similar to Usher in some ways.
Yeah,
like
I definitely thought he was melanated and was highly surprised when he wasn't. But like I said, he's a really an amazing writer, and he's definitely in like the soul category. Yeah. But yeah, UK artist.
Cool.
Yeah, making moves. I think he's coming to Montreal, but don't quote me. I have to double check that, and I'll let y'all know.
Please do double check.
Dude, because I'm no. I let me check right now.
Oh, Jordan, right now, you know we got access to social
Jordan
media.
Jordan,
you know what I mean?
Rakai, there he is.
Hey.
Now, oh, speaking of coming to Montreal and UK artists, y'all know that I was really hyping up the Ezra Collective for like a long time. And the Ezra Collective is coming to Montreal at L'Astral on June 26th, and the tickets are not expensive, so get some tickets. Well, let me get my tickets first, and then y'all can go ham, okay?
Right, exactly.
Because I need to
now
make
you
sure.
You don't
want to
run out.
I don't want, yeah, I'm not going to be screaming like at the outside, like, let me. But yeah, anyways, oh yeah, concerts, here it is.
So
did
Montreal,
you
want to
add
Montreal.
Something?
Is he coming
near
to Montreal?
Montreal? No, they're all in London. Okay, so he was going on tour, but just
okay.
Not here.
So he doesn't have a North American
but
tour
he
yet,
shall probably be back at some point. I don't know if he's been here before, but yeah, so like I said, he's got some really great albums. I wanted to just shout out a couple albums he has. Okay, so yeah, if you guys go to his Spotify, there's a little EP/album called Cloak. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, that whole album is straight fire, first of all.
Okay, all right.
Let me just give you a quick little... You can check out The Light. The Light is such a nice song. Do you know that song?
No, I haven't heard it.
I never heard it.
I'm going to put it on the playlist.
You're
next
putting
week.
Me on to Jordan Reke.
Because I'm telling you,
today,
I listened to all of his music was a soundtrack of my college years.
Oh.
So okay. Y'all need to get on that.
All right,
ASAP.
You know?
No Rocky.
Nice. I love learning about Rocky, you know, the new R&B and the new, you know, genres that the younger gens are listening to.
Yeah,
well,
what?
Speaking of new R&B, we have 070 Shake. She's performed in Montreal, and she's like a rap, a queer artist that's up and coming in the alternative R&B scene.
Oh,
and she's
nice.
Actually a Kanye protege, so she did a couple of tracks. She did some like vocals on his 2018 album, Ye.
Oh, yeah.
So you probably hear her in Ghost Town, Violent Crimes, and other like Kanye tracks.
Oh,
that's why I never heard of
I've
her.
I've never heard of her
because I completely skipped.
If she's
Ye.
In back vocals,
it was a so decent album. Yeah.
Oh my bad. Okay, the album's not called The Time. The first song on the album's called The Time, but the album's called Franklin's Room. Not quite Marvin's Room. Franklin's Room.
Respect for the fact check.
And I'm telling
you,
that album—it's like an EP, whole thing, fire. Oh, this is my track in the background, Trouble, so you can check it on Spotify.
Check it out.
Don't forget to follow me on Spotify.
Her EP's amazing.
We reached 120. Thank you. We did an album special. I don't know if you guys remember. Bradley Prince was here.
We did an album special. I forgot. But it was it's amazing. It's still so good. It's just so good.
Thank you.
And she did it herself.
I do. Right. You guys are awesome. Oh, yeah, and shout out to my followers on Instagram. We got to 1,000 followers.
Ooh,
so thank you, love. Appreciate it. Nice. Keep following. Make sure you follow CMZO. And yeah, because, you know, sometimes we give away free tickets for shows.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? Can we zone back out into the music?
Yeah, sure.
Amazing. On Concordia Music, Zone Out.
Zone Out.
Get your new sound, boy. Oh,
in my mind still weighing on me, praying for some people, why they praying on me, fake friends, look at how they try to change on me, but I made enough change to go and put a chain on me. Some people couldn't cut it like Kwame, they don't want to see the drive they valet. I've been on a mission ever since I had a vision, before I ever spoke French I was still trying to parlay. The goal was light it up like a strobe light. I've been paying bills, I don't pay the pros no mind, the clock stopped ticking, I've been working on my own time, watch the work dial up and I ain't talking phone lines. I got a new dichotomy. I go high when the lows wanna bother me. I kick back and run game, no soccer team. That's a couple words to live by, young soccer team.
My mom won't let me rest, voice in my head. I hear what it says, I can't trust a thing. If I picked up an error, how fast would you forget? Resting while I'm inside your presence, I don't wanna think nothing bad. This time turn to stone.
Don't miss Polaris Prize winner Caribou and opening act Caitlin Aurelia Smith on March 23rd at M. Tellis in support of his upcoming album, Suddenly. Tickets on sale at blueskiesturnblack.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
Yeah, 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 this is CJLO. Won't you stay tuned for some more good music? Aight.
We could cut the chit chat.
Give me that. Time
alone. All right, we're back.
We are back. Oh, we are back. Oh, we're back. Okay.
So, yeah, that was just 070 Shake playing. What else we got here today?
Ooh. What's that?
What else we got today in today's show? We got some Saba, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Saba.
I love that.
Here's my thing Saba. About Saba. So, again, shout out to Rashawn Brown from the UK for sending me more Saba, but there's a couple of tracks that he has a song with No Name that I didn't know
oh,
about.
Yeah,
and
does, yeah.
The Wig flew like six times, okay? It's a really good track, and I didn't know that they were part of the same collective. I didn't know they were part of like Chance Record, which makes sense now.
Ghetto Sage, that's the name of their like, little collective.
Which, okay. Yeah. Like, I didn't know that, but it makes sense now because you hear the way that No Name raps and you hear the way that Chance the Rapper raps and they have a very similar flex. And yeah, I really like Saba. He kind of has a similar. Like, I feel like there's an artist in Montreal, Jason Shea, has a very similar, like, sound
flow,
and, like,
delivery?
Flow, delivery, like, when it comes to just rapping, it's very similar to Saba, so.
That kid is clean. Jason Shea's a dirty rapper.
But I like the way Saba, like, I like the thing about Saba is, like, he's very all in when he's, like, he gets emotional.
He is a good performer, too.
Yo, you seen that Tiny Desk?
Ooh.
Like when someone's able to mash up a Tiny Desk performance and it's like the most limited, like small, like minimal, like minimalist performance.
True.
I'm you deliver you, it for
that's
sure.
That's really like great showmanship and just great artistry right there. So
yeah, like I saw him on Oceaga last year, and he delivered too. Like,
nice.
Like the entire crowd was like, you know, exhausted from Friday's like in a lineup.
Yeah,
and they were all like,
I feel like I'm missing
so
out.
So tired.
Now.
And then like he came in like, yo, we like started like bumping
like, we
back again.
We about to take this back up a notch.
It was like a cloudy like afternoon, and then he bought an entire joy.
Nah, you gotta love that, man. Yeah. I can really appreciate that. So. I want to give a shout out on while we're on air, 21234 Riley for being so engaged and amazing on this Instagram Live. Make sure you join. It's on Aaliyah Guerra. Well, Aaliyah G420 on my Instagram. Okay. Speaking of 420, I haven't announced it yet. I haven't announced it officially yet. Like, we didn't put out the flyers yet. But save the dates. I know it's on a Monday. 420 doesn't have a date. Like, it's Monday. Yeah, it 420 moves. Is when 420 is, period. And it just so happens to be my birthday. So what we're doing is we're going to have a big show. Well, y'all can blaze up if you want to. I'm not supplying that for y'all. You got to come with BYOB. Bring really? Your own. Anyways, but anyway, like I said, I don't think we're allowed to talk about that on the air. But anyways, long story short, it's my birthday, so I'm going to be having a showcase, and we will be having some artists from Atlanta and from LA and some local stuff. So make sure you get your tickets. I'm going to put a link for it when the time comes, but keep your eyes available and open.
Definitely.
Monday, 420. April 20th, 2020.
Be there.
Okay?
Or be square. Did you add that part? Be square?
I love that. I don't care how cheesy it is. That's
no,
what I do.
Never.
Anyways, what else do we have to do?
Saba. We got band Anomaly.
Okay, we've already heard this song today. So what we're going to do is
we're
going to slide right into Saba. Thank you. Amazing.
I made it alive, Lakeshore Drive, headed to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize, see that the glare is bright. And when you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
Hey, how you lonely in a room with God? Never slow up, not even a pit stop. Praying my niggas will never get caught. Overcame it all like I'm some big shot. Was taught to be a man, now to the wristwatch. To the college shirt tucked with the front pocket. Out of adolescence when it go blossom. When your stars align, I hope it's no comment. So far it's, oh yes, I made it alive. On the west side, still in my mama house. The kids on my conscience now, cause the youth dying, and it's just more common now. Common ground stuck through it all like we common law. Coming down high off a life arrive unannounced. Summoning, I'm in the pain of when I'm in doubt. High school, my head in the clouds like I learned about.
Oh yes, I made it alive. Lakeshore Drive, headed to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize, see that the glare is bright. And when you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
City like a tour bus. Hoping one day I can have a tour bus. I can see the planets from my window ceiling. I tend to deal with it on this. I don't wanna fight no one, no contest. I just wanna undress my conscience. I just met a killer that been in his ways. Try to raise a family with minimum wage. What can I say? Besides the demons, it's reality for the people that we love. And we are the ones that will team up and tee up the party. Did it in school with a social party. The audience hopefully ready and rowdy. I'm in it, I said it, you get it in writing. Got into a science, but rain with a lightning. Like soil, I'm grounded, the seed is just sprouted.
Oh yes, I made it alive. Lakeshore Drive, headed to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize, see that the glare is bright. And when you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
we're back, and that was Photosynthesis by Chicago-based Saba. Yeah.
But yo, this is Anomaly, that French dude I was telling you about that I thought was a one-man band. But it's a one-man, yeah, it's a one-man show. Literally.
Oh, he produced this by himself.
He produces his entire catalog alone. I think he does collabs. Obviously,
it sounds like a full like,
man's
band.
Got it. Because I thought it was like a Moonchild type of flex, where like you have three people and it's like.
But Moonchild already the three people or four?
They're
like,
three. Yeah. Yeah, but I think sometimes it's like one person might have an idea or some person might add to it. But homeboy got it going on. Yeah. Like, yeah.
What's
so
his name again?
Anomaly.
Okay.
Or Anomaly in French.
Yeah. My English self.
Oh, stop.
But yeah, Moonchild, like when I saw him live, they were like, Amber, she was like pulling the sax and the guitar, the clarinet.
Their musicianship is endless because, first of all, I remember when we went to the show.
Yeah.
So I was speaking to Andres and I was like, yo, like, how do you have all of these things? Like, yeah, well, I'm learning to play guitar, but I play trumpet and I play keys and I play this. And I'm like, okay. And Amber's like, yeah, well, I play every woodwind. And I was like,
every what?
No, I literally like passed out like hypothetically. But anyways, she's like, yeah, like, you know, saxophone, flute, pretty much any saxophone. So all the different tones of them. So baritone. I don't think baritone, but I think like it was like soprano. Yeah. Definitely. It was like that's the
point
same thing.
Point is, you were
like
carrying a lot of instruments.
They had everything.
Everything.
And then the other guy, Max, he plays keys. He plays sax. He plays the works. So they're like a three homie show type of thing.
Like, three man army. Okay.
But it's like. They're like freaking Snarky Puppy, but with three people. Snarky Puppy is like 15 people on stage. Oh, so you can imagine what touring and the paychecks could look like. But that's why they charge a lot. But yeah, Moonchild, they got that whole arrangement with three people. And then they just hire a drummer. People? That's the only extra person.
For touring,
Like, amazing. I love that.
Damn.
Could you imagine paying 15 people?
But that's why Snarky Puppy shows ain't cheap. And they're amazing. So it's
tour
okay.
Bus too, goddamn.
So I'd be charging an arm and a leg, too, if I was
that's
Snarky
crazy.
Puppy.
That's crazy.
But anyways, it looks like we're going to have to wrap up real soon. We have 5 minutes left on air.
We got
five
Ketra
minutes left.
Ketra. We got to close with Ketra. How long is that track, by the way?
This one?
No, Ketra.
It's like 3 minutes.
Amazing. So we got to go. I got a little,
little buffer room.
So like, anything y'all want to like promote?
So yeah, since Bradley said, I might as well spill the beans. So yeah, since the Rialto show has been postponed by Raw Artists, unfortunately, y'all can go get mad at them on Instagram. It's been postponed to June. It's all good. I'm gonna be making up for that, so I'm gonna do a show, but it's in Toronto. It's for my Toronto people, and since I know I haven't done a show in a while in Toronto, and I haven't performed with my band in Toronto yet, I am gonna make the tickets $10. So I'm giving y'all 50%, okay, of the price
that discount.
For a whole like shebang. There's gonna be food. There's gonna be drinks. There's gonna be band. There's gonna be people. There's gonna be good vibes. So make sure you come out. It's gonna be at Friday's Roots and Vibes, downtown Toronto on Dundas West.
Nice.
So make sure you go to my website, get some tickets, because I'm telling you, they're going down really fast, and the restaurant's not that well. The venue's not that big, but yeah, it's gonna be turned. So yeah, I'm excited. Oh, and one more thing. Shout out to SoCan and to any local artists that are trying to like, you know, get their things going and get funding and that sort of thing. Check out SoCan Foundation. They are amazing. They've invited me to actually speak on behalf of just like the grantees that have been granted some money and just different programs and that sort of thing. So I'm going to be speaking at the SoCan Gala in Toronto on the 30th of March. Ooh. So I really encourage everybody, anyone in Canada that's just into music, or if you know friends, or if you have any ideas that are creative and you just need some support,
solid advice.
SoCan Foundation. I'm going to be giving a lecture on this on March 11th in Concordia University. So if you want to pull up and get some other insight information, just my experience and things that I've learned along the way, and just from SoCan in general too, it's gonna be a fun month. March is gonna be fun. So yeah, the 27th March in Toronto, 11th at Concordia, and the 30th at the SoCan Gala.
Sweet.
Awesome. Play that last track because we're about to be out.
That's
here.
All we have today. We're
so
playing Vexo by Ketranada.
Amazing.
Peace out, guys.
Peace
see you
out.
Next week.
Peace out. Same time, same place.
Next week.
And stay tuned for the pressure drop at 5 o'clock.
Of course.
Yeah.
Me no lie, me no lie. Got lost in her eyes. Found something I like, yeah. Weren't even my type. Me no lie, me no lie. We had drinks all night. Put my phone on silent. And I don't know why. No, I couldn't leave her. Should've said bye, Felicia. Must've been the tequila. I wish you had amnesia. Come, come, what I did can't be undone. Kiss and chase, baby, run, run. Don't give my love to no one.
Bad belly, where she get? You gon' try, she not forget. no, no forgiveness. So to the left, to the left. Wanna take a real life recess. She said, no, don't make no effect. Oh, and I say, no vex, no vex, my baby don't vex, my baby don't vex. And I say, no vex, don't vex, my baby don't vex.
Behind you on the dance floor, then I take you back to the back of the dance club. Handsome, always call me handsome, then I hand rub, throw tantrums. If you leave me, that's it, Lord, no lie. When I ride on a beat, I just try to supply, gonna be good. Thank you, and ain't care about your man, though. Rep good, but I think I'm an asshole. Fuck me good, then I fuck so long that the moon and the sun's true position is sick, cool. And I roll it over, I call it a pick roll. I'm on top, I don't mind if we switch roles. Next morning when we leave, you can switch clothes. Pissed off, you ain't get my number when I hit, though. Real nice with the words, but I mean with a nice stroke and I kinda bite though, aight ho.
Bad belly when she get, you gon' try, try, she no forget. No, no forgiveness, so to the left, to the left. Wanna take a real life reset. She said, I don't make no effect, oh, and I say, no vex, no vex, my baby don't vex, my baby don't vex, and I say, no vex, don't vex, my baby don't vex, don't vex, don't vex.